Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Vav. We begin three lines from the top of Vav and Aleph with the two dots. The Gemara begins, Tana Rabban. We learn the following Braisa. Harei at Ishti. If a man says to a woman, I want to make you into my wife. He gives her a shov of pruta, gives her kesef. He says, Harei at Ishti. Harei at Arusasi. Harei at Kinuili. Use any of these Lashonas that you are going to be my wife, Ishti, or you're going to be Arusasi, my Arusa, or at Kinuili, you are Niknis to me. In other words, a Lashon of Kicha. So all of these are valid Lashonas, given with the shov of pruta or the kesef. Mikudeshes. The woman becomes Mikudeshes. Harei at Shali. If he says to his wife, the woman that he's giving the money to, the Kesef Kiddushin to, and he says, you are now mine, or Hareat Birshusi, you're in my domain, you're in my Rishus, or Hareat Zikukuli, or now you are attached to me. All of these are also valid Lashonos Mikudeshes. This woman is considered halachically married, the first stage of marriage, to this man. Where it says, why do we have two separate listings over here? We have the first three, Ishti, Arusasi, and Kinuyali, and then we had Shali, Birshusi, and Shkukali. Why were they listed separately? Since it's both Mikudeshes, why don't we just list them all six and say Mikudeshes at once? List them Kulu Kechada. Why not list them all together? So the Gemara says no, because the way it was learned, Tana, Tlos, Tlos, Shaminu, he heard them each as those three, when he heard the shir, then he heard another shir, heard those three, and therefore we got Sinu, and he kept them in the girsa that he originally had. The way he learned them is the way that he taught them. Okay, Ibailu, they ask in the base manager the following shaila. Miyuchedes li mahu. If a man says to a woman, he gives her the Kesef Kiddushin, he says, Hare at miyuchedes li. Is that a valid lashon? Mahu. Do we say that that is a good lashon? Miyuchedes, you're designated for me. You're miyuchad, you're singled for me. Or is that not a good lashon? If he says, miyuchedes li mahu, this idea of yiyud, this idea of you're designated for me, you're again specified for me specifically, is that a valid lashon of Kiddushin? If he says, Ezrosi Mahu, Rashi points out that this word Ezrosi comes from Ezer Kinegdo. So therefore, Lashon Eselo Ezer Kinegdo, from when Adam and Chava were created. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I will make you an Ezer Kinegdo. So is this a Lashon Ezrosi? If a man says to the woman, you shall be my Ezrosi, my Ezer, is that a valid Lashon of Kedushin? What happens if he uses Lashon Hare at Negdosi? Again, from the Pasuk, Ezer Kinegdo. So is that a valid Lashon? If he says Hare at Atsurosi, Mahu. This comes from the Lashon, Rashi tells us, of Atzeres. Lashon Atzeres, Shetei Nesefes, gathered in. Imi Labayis. So he gives another pshat as well. He doesn't like it as much. So is this a valid Lashon and Kiddushin? Atsurosi, you're gathered into me. Or he says Hare at Salosi, Mahu. This comes from the Pasuk. Vayikach achas mitzalosav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took one of Adam's bones, his rib, vayizgor basar tachtena, and he made Chavi, created her from that. So tzalosi is a lashon of you are from my bones. So is that a valid lashon of Kiddushin? Sugurasi, again from the pasuk, vayizgor basar tachtena, is that a valid lashon? If he says tachti mahu, you shall be under me. In other words, tachtena from the pasuk. He scored basa tachtena. What happens if he uses the lashon tfusasi from the pasuk? Vehi lo nispasa. If a man goes and takes a woman and she wasn't attacked, vehi lo nispasa. She wasn't grabbed. So if he says hare atusasi, you are grabbed to me. Is that a valid lashon kedushin? And finally, hare at lekuchasi mahu. You are my kicha. You are my taken one. Is that a valid lashon? So it says we can't answer all the first ones, but we can at least answer the last one. Pshat miyachad. At least we can go answer the last one because we have a brisa that says befeirush that that's good. The tanya, the brisa says the man says to a woman, Homer, hare at lekuchasi. You are my taken one. So that is a valid lashon kedushin. Hare zumikudeshes. Why? Because mishum we have the pasuk shemar kikach isha. As we said many times, this lashon of kicha is a lashon of kedushin, and that is a valid lashon of being mekach. There's another question that makes matters. If you use the lashon of an isha charufa, charufa si, you are the one that has been again designated or taken to specifically to me for me. Is that a valid lashon? So the Gemara says, yeah, it is, because we have a brayse that says here it is. It's also a good lashon. Toshma, the Tanya, the brayse says, Omer charufa si. If the man says to a woman, Hare at charufa si, mikudeshes. That is a valid lashon because she came be Yehuda korin larusa charufa. Because in Yehuda, in that area of Eretz Yisrael, known as Yehuda, they used to call an arusa a charufa. Some more questions. Is it just because in Yehuda they call it that? So across the whole world, we now have to follow that. The Yehuda, Havi Ruba the Alma, because Yehuda has a certain usage of a term, so that a term applies to the rest of the world. So the Gemara says, no, that's not what we meant. This is what the Braisa was really telling us. If a man says to a woman, Homer, Harei at Charufa si, you are my Charufa, so that is a valid lashon of Kiddushin Mikudeshes. Shenema, because of the pasuk, V'hi Shivcha, Necherefesli, she is a Shivcha that is designated for a person. So this idea of Charufa implies a wife. And furthermore, the Braisa says, "Va'od Yehuda korin la'arusa charufa." And by the way, in Yehuda they also call a arusa charufa. More asks, what does that add to anything? Why are you telling us? If you have a pasuk, Yehuda va'od likra. If you have the pasuk, so why do I need to tell me anything about Yehuda? You got a pasuk, so that should be enough. So it says again, that's not what we meant. Elohaki kavar. What the Braisa is saying is, Homer charufa b'Yehuda mikudeshes. In Yehuda, if a person says to his wife, Hareyat charufa si, that is a valid kedushin in Yehuda, because shekem Yehuda korin larusa charufa, because in Yehuda they did use these terms interchangeably, and therefore in that area those words are interchangeable, and hariat larusa si is good, and therefore hariat charufa si is also good. And mistama, it's based upon the fact that charufa, why in Yehuda did they call a woman hariat charufa si to be a valid kedushin? Why do they call the arusa also charufa? It's probably mistama based upon the pasuk he shivcha necheres leish. Okay. Now the Gemara asks a general question. When we said before, Hareyat Miuchedes, Hareyat Miuchedes, those types of questions that we brought down, which we didn't give an answer to, Hareyat Ezrasi, Hareyat Surasi, Hareyat Salasi, so we didn't bring down an answer because they weren't clear and we didn't know what the answer is. The Gemara now asks, what exactly were the circumstances in that situation? Bimayaskinen, what were we talking about? Elam, if we're talking about Bishain Midabri Imal Iske Gita Ukidusheha, if we're talking about in all of those cases that they weren't talking about, now here we add the word Gita. Some do delete the word Gita because we're really talking about Kiddushin. Others say, no, the same din applies by Gittin and Kiddushin, so it can add the word Gittin over here as well. So if they were discussing getting married, let's say, let's keep it simple, saying they were getting married. They were discussing getting married, and then he says, Hareyat miyuedisli, or he says, Hareyat miyuchedisli, Hareyat sugurasi, Hareyat tachti. So in all of these situations, if they were talking about Kiddushin, then it's valid. But if they're not talking about Kiddushin, Ilem B'Sheim Adabi Mo, Alis Ke Gito V'Kiddushaha, so Mino Yoda, Mai Kamala. So then, why would anybody have a Havimini to think that that's a valid Lashon of Kiddushin? They weren't talking about Kiddushin. He walks up to a woman, and I don't know, they're talking about the weather, and he says, Hareyat Miuedisli, so why would we think that that's talking about Kiddushin? Furthermore, the Ella B'Midaberi Mo, Alis Ke Gito V'Kiddushaha, if they were talking about getting in Kiddushin, so they're talking about getting married, talking about getting married, then he says, Miuedisli, so then, of course it's a valid lashon. So, Avogab the law on my law, Mami, even then if he doesn't specify that this is Kesef Kiddushin, so if he gives her money, so they're talking about Kiddushin, and then he gives her the ring. So they are considered married even without him saying it. So what's going on over here? Why is there a question if he says Miuchedisli or Miuedisli or any of the other Lashonis that we said, that there's a question as to what he means? If they're talking about it, there's no question what he means. If they're not talking about it, then how would you even have a Havami to think that they're talking about Kiddushin? So it says, in fact, the Tanan, we learned in the following Mishnah, this is a Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni, Hayamidaber im Yishal Iske Gita V'Kiddushin. If a man is talking with a woman, if he's not married to her yet, he's just talking with a Stam woman. If he's talking about Gittin, so then he's talking with his wife. So if he's talking, Medaber Isha, im Isha, Al Iske Gita V'Kiddushin, if they're talking about the subject of Kiddushin or Gittin, and then the Nosan Lo Gita, and then he gives her a get to his wife, or if he's talking about just a girl that he wishes to marry, and then the Kiddushin, he gives her the ring, the low pirish, and he doesn't specify that this is her get or that this is her ring for Kiddushin. So what's the halacha? So the Mishnah says, Rav Yosi Omer Dayel. Rav Yosi says, yeah, if it was a marriage situation, the woman is now married. If it was a divorce situation, the woman is now divorced. That is enough. Since they were talking about it, it's obvious that that's what this is, Kesef Kiddushin, or it's a get for Gerishin. Rav Yehuda disagrees. Rav Yehuda Omer Tzorach Lefarish. Rav Yehuda says, you still have to explain. No, this is for Kiddushin. This is for Gittin, or else it doesn't take effect. How do we paskin? The Amar Rav Huna, Amar Shmuel, halachic Rav Yosi. We paskin over here like Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi said that in fact the woman is considered married or the woman is considered divorced in the respective situations even without specifying it so. So therefore, that further strengthens the question that we just said. If they're talking about it, then you don't have to say anything. If they're not talking about it, how do you know what they're talking about? So Gemara says, not a problem. Amre, because they said in the base Medrash, Li'olam, in fact, the case of Haret, Mu'edis, Li'aret, At, whatever the Lashonis that we use, in that situation, Amre Li'olam, Bimidaber, Imo, Aliske, Gitin, Kishel. We are talking about Gitin and Kiddushin, and then the item was said, the Lashon was said. The Diyahiv law of Ishasik, and if he now gives it to her, let's say he gives her the Kesef Kiddushin, he gives her the ring, and doesn't say anything, so then Hachanami, that in fact is a good Kiddushin, like Rav Yossi had said, and in that situation, no question would be asked. We know what the answer is. Hachamakin, what are we talking about? The Yahav law, he gave her the Kesef of Kiddushin or the ring, the Amalah, Bahane Lishne, and then he said to her one of these unusual expressions, the expression, for example, Hare At Miuedisli, or he said, Hare At Ezrasi. He uses any of these Lishonos. So in that situation, V'hochi komi boyale, this is what they were asking in the base Medrash, Hani Lishne Likidushe Kamala, O Dilma Limulacha Kamala. Is this, even though they were talking about Kiddushin, is this a continuation of that Kiddushin discussion, so to say, and these are the ring for Kiddushin, or Odilma Limlacha Kamala, or he's giving you the money, and he says, I'm hiring you with this, so, you know, here's $20, it's not Kesef Kiddushin, this is for you to come and clean my house, this is for you to come and cook for me. So, that's the question, and the Gemara leaves with a taker. We don't come to an answer to this Lishonos, to this question. Now, let's go back and discuss what we just brought down. Gufa. We brought down this Mishnah from Maaser Sheni, and the Mishnah there said, the man was talking with a woman, again, about Gittin, some don't have the word Gittin, or he's talking with her about Kiddushin. In any event, in the appropriate context, they are talking about it, and then the Natsanlo Gita v'Kiddushah v'lo perish. And then he gives her the get, or he gives her Kesef, and he doesn't explain that this is Kesef Kiddushin, or he doesn't explain that this is your get. So again, Rav Yossi Omer Dayo, Rav Yehuda Omer Tzorach Lefarish. Rav Yossi said that's perfectly valid Kiddushin or Gittin respectively, and Rav Yehuda says it's not, because he didn't specify what it is. And on that, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Vushasu Kibosa Inyan. So here now, we have the Rav Yossi who says Dayo, that's good, is only talking about Vushasu Kibosa Inyan, that they were talking about the subject of Kiddushin. They were talking about the subject of Gittin, and this is a continuation. They have to still be talking about it. While they're talking about, Rashi says, let's say they're talking about how much money you're bringing into the marriage, how many fields you have, how many this, how many that. So then, if he gives her the $20, he gives her the Kesef Kiddushin, so then it's clear, according to Rav Yossi, that is a gift of Kiddushin, that is a giving over of Kiddushin, Kesef Kiddushin, and they are married. But if they are not talking about it still, they're not Asuki Bosa, they've gone to another subject. So they were talking about getting married, and then they started talking about the weather, and then he gives her the money. So then even Rav Yehuda, even Rav Yossi would say in that situation they're not married. Not only did Rav Yehuda Mishmuel say this, but also Rav Elaza said over there in Rav Shaya, the same din, they have to be actually discussing still the Kiddushin for this to be considered, according to Rav Yossi, to be Kesef Kiddushin. And in fact, this machlokis is a machlokis tanoim, kitanoi. This statement that we had between Rav Yossi saying Dayo or not is only talking about Hushasuki Bosa Inyan is a machlokis tanoim. Because Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says Hushasuki Bosa Inyan. Rabbi says exactly like the opinion that Rav Yehuda Mishmuel was just stated and Rabbi Elazar Amar Voshaya was just stated. Rabbi is the Tana that holds like them, that says you have to be literally talking about it when the Kesef Kiddushin is given in order for the Kesef Kiddushin to be good, according to Rav Yossi. But on the other hand, Rabbi Elazar Barim Shimon, Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, so his son, Rabbi Elazar, said, Omer, even if they were previously discussing the Kiddushin, and now they're talking about something else. Nevertheless, even in that situation, if he now gives her the Kesef, it can be understood that it's for Kiddushin, even though they're no longer Asukin Bosa Inyan. So the opinion of Elazar Rav Shimon disagrees with what Rav Yehuda Mishmuel and Rav Elazar Rav Shaya had said. More questions this and says, really? Is that what Rav Elazar Rav Shimon said? V'ilav dasuki bosa inyan. How could Rav Elazar Rav Shimon say that that's a valid Kiddushin? You know, yada, my kamala. So an hour ago they were talking about Kiddushin, and now he gives a Kesef Kiddushin. So why would you think that that's Kesef Kiddushin? Under what circumstances is that automatically assumed to be, according to Rav Yossi, Dayu, that that's a valid giving over Kesef Kiddushin? They're not talking about Kiddushin right now. So Rabbi Abaye says, the Inyan, yes, they weren't talking about Kiddushin, and now they went to a different aspect. This Rashi says, Diba Masum Inyan L'Inyan, Sheposku Miladaba B'Kiddushin Mamish. They're no longer talking about, when we get married, I want to marry you, when we get married, I want to marry you. Now, Bayu Midabrim Bidvarim Acherim, they're talking about something else, but it's the Oso Inyan, it's the general subject of marriage. For example, Miu, Lidaber Tsarche Zivugim Hoya, they're talking about the needs of a married couple. Kimo, Kama Yeshlecha Nidunya, how much Nidunya is your father going to give you? Or, Vikama Sados Yeshlecha Muspinis Mam, or how many fields do you have that you're going to be able to support us? So they're talking, let's say, financial discussion, not exactly about marriage, but they're talking about finances of the marriage, so that would consider it still to be talking about the marriage according to Elazar Rav Shimon, whereas the opinion of Rabbi would be that that's not asukin but also inyan enough. Okay, so this understanding of Rav Yossi is in fact a machlokis tanaim between Rabbi and Elazar Rav Shimon. Mark continues and tells us another statement from Unam Shmuel. Amr Unam Shmuel, the halacha Rav Yossi. As we said previously, the halacha is like Rav Yossi. So Amalei Rav Yemer Ravashi, Rav Yemer said to Ravashi, wait a second, how can you tell me that Shmuel's opinion is that this is a valid Kiddushin, that we follow the opinion of Rav Yossi, that Lahod Amr Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, because elsewhere we have Rav Yehuda saying over the name of Shmuel, Kol She'en Yodea B'Tiv Gitin V'Kiddushin Lo Yei Lo Esek Imohem. So Rav Yehuda Mishmuel said the only people that should be the Masada Kiddushin at a wedding, the only people that should be the Masada Get at Rechman al-San at a Get, the giving of a Get, are people that are expert in these dealings. Lo ye lo esek imayim. Somebody who's not Yodei Abitiv Get in the Kiddushin should not deal with this. Now, Rav Yehuda said to Rav Ashi, this din that we just learned in the name of Rav Huna Amar Shmuel, that the Lachas Rav Yossi, is that included in what a person has to be knowledgeable about in order for them to be doing be Masader Kiddushin or to be Masader Gitin? Is that considered part of the Kol She'en Yodea B'Tiv Gitin Kiddushin? Cannot be involved in them? Afilu lo Shmiel Lei Ha the Rav Huna Amar Shmuel. If you don't know this din of Rav Huna Amar Shmuel, that we pass like Rav Yossi, that Dayo was enough if they were Asukin B'Oso Inyan, is that such an important din that if you don't know that, you can't be Osek in being Masader Kiddushin? So that was the question that Rav Yemer asked Rav Asher. Rav Asher tells him, yeah. Amaleh, yeah, in and Hanami. That is 100% correct. That this is also included in what a person has to be knowing in order to be considered expert, that he can be Masada Kiddushin or Masada Kid. Okay. Then we have, Shmuel says, V'chein Begerishin. Shmuel also said that the halach applies with a divorce as well. For example, Nasan Logita, if a man gives a woman a divorce, V'yomala, Hareyat Mishulachas, if you are using the lashon that you are now mishulachas, you're sent away from me, or hareyat megureshes, or you're megureshes, hareyat muteres choladim, or that you're permitted to any man. So these are all valid lashonas of giving her the get that she is a divorced woman, hareyat megureshes. Now, Gemara says pshita, it's clear and simple to us that nasan logita, if the man gives his wife a get. However, he says, he says to his wife when he gives her the get, Hare at bas chorin. He says that you are now a free woman, so that has numerous meanings. And we turn to Vav on the days, the Gemara says, Lo Omar velo klum. That is not considered a valid lashon of Gerishin. As Rashi in the top Rashi says, Lizgarsha im kosu lashon zeh beget, shein zeh lashon Gerishin. This is not considered a valid way to be megarish to woman, because who says this means gerishin? When he says that you're a free woman, he's just saying that you're not a slave, you're a free woman. Who says that that means that you're not a married woman anymore? Likewise, amalah l'shivchaso. But if a man says to a shivcha, he says to his shivcha kinanis, the following lashon of freeing her, and he says, hareat muteres cholodom, you're now able to go marry anybody you want, so also, lo amar v'lo klum. That's also not considered a valid lashon, because this is a lashon, as Rashi says, of gerishin. Muteris choladim is a lashon of valid gerishin. However, below lashon shichro, but it's not a valid lashon of freeing a shivcha kinanis, because Rashi says the shivcha the e bas chorin mishum la ainu muteris liavodim. She's not permitted to marry avodim. Aval lashon getu. This is a valid lashon of a get, but it's not a valid lashon of freeing a person, because she's not muteris choladim, because she's not permitted now anymore to a eved kinani. So therefore, that's not a valid lashon. those are partial to us, that neither of those is a valid lashon of gerushin or a valid lashon of shichur of a shivcha kinanis if he uses the lashon of harayat muteres chol adam. But if he says amal lishto, man says to his wife harayat liatzmech, he says you are now for yourself. So is that a valid lashon or not? Mahu? Do we say, he's saying that you no longer have to do any work for me. There are certain obligations that the husband has to the wife has to the husband. So he says, you're free from those obligations. Maybe that's what he meant, not to do divorce, but you no longer have to cook. You no longer have to do other things for me. Or this means, no, you are totally freed. In other words, you're now totally to yourself, and this is a valid lashon of gerushin. So that's the question we're asked. And Gemara says, Amalei Ravina Ravashi. Ravina says, Ravashi Toshma, we learn the following braisa. Netanya says in this braisa, Gufel shel get shichra, the essence of a get shichra, the main part of a get shichra has to be hare ata ben chorim. If you're going to free an eved kanani, it has to say you're now a free man. Or you can say hare ata li atzmecha, or you can say to the eved kanani, you are now for yourself. Now, if it works by an Eved Kanani, so it certainly has to work by Gerushin as well. That's what the Brice tells us. Hashta. Uma Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani is a Kenyan Kasbo. He's a fully owned person. The Koni Leil Gufe, the master owns the goof of this Eved Kanani. And nevertheless, if he uses Lashon Hare Atol Liatzmucho, it's a valid Lashon. Ki Omele Hare Atol Liatzmucho Legamre Kamele, it is a valid Lashon of freeing him entirely. So too. Certainly, if a man says to his wife, and he gives her a get, and he says, Hare at liatzmech, so Isha, the lo koni legufa, he never owned his wife. It was a marriage. It was a beautiful, hopeful partnership. So if he uses the lashon of atzmecha to the eved, that totally frees him. So certainly, if he uses the lashon of re at liatzmech to his wife, lo kol shekein, it's a kal v'chomer, that certainly should be a valid lashon, and that's how Ravina concludes to Ravashi that this is a valid lashon. Ravina says another thing to Ravashi. Amale Ravina le Ravashi. Ravina said to Ravashi the following. If a man says to his Eved, Amale Liadu, he says to his Eved Kanani, Ein li esek b'cho, I no longer have any dealings to do with you. My, is that a lashon of shichur? Or is that a lashon? Since you just don't have to work for me anymore. You're retired, but you're still my Eved. So, my, what is the halacha? Do we say, Mi'amrinan, Ein li esek b'cho, means legamre kamale. It means that he's freeing him. You are no longer involved with me, we have no asik together. In other words, you are now a free man. Or do we say, no, Dilma, Lumalacha Karmelay says, listen, you've served me very nicely for 40 years. I'm letting you retire. You reach 65. You can now retire, but you're still my Eved Kanani. If you were to go get a woman pregnant, so those children would still be my children. So they would be my Avadim. So therefore, he's not freeing him totally from being his slave. He's freeing him from having to do work for him. What does it mean when he says, Ainli asik Becha? So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Nachman Ravashi, Rav Nachman says to Ravashi, others say, Yamalei was Rav Chanan Michuza, Rav Chanan who came from the city of Michuza, said to Ravashi, in any event, they each quote the following brisa, Toshma, Hamocher Abdo Liovdi Chachom. We had this Gemara in Gittin. If a man sells his servant to an Ovi Chachom, now you're not allowed to sell your Eved Kanani to an Ovi Chachom because he's not going to be able to do the mitzvos by an Ovi Chachom, so there's a chiyah for you to buy him back. So you incorrectly, you inappropriately sold this person to the Ovi Kochavim, so you have to go buy him back. So when you do buy him back, this Eved Kanani that you bought back automatically goes free. However, Vitzarach gets Shichur Merabo Rishon, but he still needs a get of Shichur in order to be able to go marry a Jewish woman. So he's freed, but he still needs a get Shichur in order to go marry a Jewish woman. Tzarech get Shichur Merabo Rishon from the first person that sold him to the Ovi Kochavim, he still needs a get Shichur. And on that statement in the Braisa, Amar Rishim Galil, Rishim Galil added, and he said, when do you say that he still needs to get Shichur Mirabo Rishon? That's only Shalok Kosav Olav Ono. In the document of sale to the Ovei Kochavim of this Eved Kenani, it didn't state anything. We'll see in a moment what it means, Shalok Kosav Olav Ono, exactly. It didn't state that he's a free person. However, I will Kosav Olav Ono Zeu Shichur. But in that original document of sale from the Yid, selling his Eved Kenani to the Ovei Kochavim, if it included in it this concept of Ono, this Shichur, so then that is in fact a valid Shichur, so that when he buys him back from the Ovei Kochavim, he automatically goes free, and he doesn't need another get Shichur, Mirabi Rishon, in order to go and marry a Yisraelis. Now, Roshul Gamliel, what exactly did he say? Hechi Domi Ono, what exactly is this Ono? We said Shalom Kosav Olav Ono, that he has to write it, but if he wrote an Ono, then he doesn't have to write it. So what does that mean, Ono? So I'm Shesha says, wrote a separate document, the Kosav Le, he wrote to this Eved Kanani of his. When you run away from this, and you're a free person, so I will have no longer any dealings with you. So that is considered like the get shichur already. And therefore, he doesn't require a second get shichur if he had this ono, if he had this document that already said he's a free person. But if he didn't have such a document, so then when he does run away from the ovei kochavim, or when he's purchased back from the ovei kochavim, so then he becomes a free person, but he does need to get shichur me rabo rishon. Where it continues to tell us, Omer Abayi says, HaMekadesh B'milva, if a man is Mekadesh a woman with a loan. In other words, he gave her a loan previously, and now he says, nah, you don't have to repay me back, but you'll be my wife with the benefit of not having to pay me back. HaMekadesh B'milva, he goes and wants to be Mekadesh a woman with the fact that instead of giving her kesef kiddushin, he says, don't pay me back the loan that you owe me, ain't no Mekadesh. It's not that it's not valid. That doesn't work. You can't go and be Mekadesh a woman by saying that you're Mekadesh with the loan that I had previously given you. As Rashi points out, if the man says to the woman, his kachi li b'milva shehil v'sich, go and become married to me with the loan that I previously had given you, ain't a Mekadesh, as Rashi says, because the kicha mi stay Ephron gamino, because we learned that kicha chicha, the famous Gerush Shabbat from stay Ephron, b'yoev mi de b'shaz kiddushin, that you have to give something at the time of kiddushin. And a milva, a previous loan, when you give somebody $100, you don't expect to get the same $100 back. It's not like I'm lending you a vase, I expect to get the same vase back. I give you $100, I expect you to go spend the $100 on whatever you needed to spend it on, or invest it, whatever you're doing with it, and then you return me a different $100 at the time that the loan is due. And therefore, ukvar hein shala, when you gave the loan, that money, that $100, belongs to the woman already. She has to return you another $100. So in other words, she can't be Mekudeshes with her $100 that she no longer has to give you. That's not considered a valid Kedusha. That's what Abayi says. Mekadesh Milva ain't Mekudeshes. However, if he says, Behanas Milva, you are Mekudeshes to me with the benefit of this Milva, so then, in fact, Mekudeshes, that is a valid Lashon. Now, what does it mean, Behanas Milva? The word we'll explain in a moment. In this situation, however, while it technically will work, the statement from Abayi is that you shouldn't do so. For also lasos kein, you shouldn't go and be mekadesh a woman b'hanos milva because mipnei haromas ribis, because it looks like you are taking ribis, which of course on a deraisa level would be aser. And the rabbi said there are certain things that have the taste or the smell, if you wish, of ribis, and therefore this is called haromas ribis. This is like a trick of ribis, and therefore we don't allow it. Now, we'll have to explain what exactly this Hanos Milva is before we can understand what it means that this is Mipnei HaRomas Rivas. Now, the Gemara says, what did Abayi say? Hi, Hanos Milva, Hechi Domi. What exactly is he referring to? Ilema, if you're telling me that the original loan was the Askofa, it was a real loan of Rivas. For example, the Omar Law, Arba, I'm giving you $4, and I expect to get back B'chamisha to get back $5, and she paid him back $4, and now it's that fifth buck that she doesn't have to pay him back that he's saying, Bahanas Milva Mikudesh says that you should be Mikudesh with that fifth buck that you don't have to pay me back. So the Gemara says, Haribis Ma'aisu. That's not because of Haramas Ribis. That is no good. That is Ribis. So therefore, that can't be what it's talking about. Ella Lotzricho, we need this statement to teach us the Arvach Lo Zimna. He stretched out the time of repayment. So she was supposed to pay back January 1st, but instead he says, okay, you can pay me back February 1st, March 1st. So the additional benefit that she now has, and that she doesn't have to pay that right now, that's worth the Shavu Pruta. If you went to the bank and said, can I extend the loan? And the bank says, yes, you can extend the loan, but we're charging you $100 to extend the loan. So that benefit is the $100 that she doesn't have to pay to extend the loan. That she's getting right now. And therefore, that is considered Hanos Milva, that is Mekudeshes. However, Abayi said, because this looks like Ribis. It looks like because she is now getting this benefit, that's like an added-on benefit. It's not the Raisa Ribis, but it looks like she's getting an added-on benefit for the loan. Because she is giving him something, Kiddushin, so therefore it looks like Ribis, it's Haramis Ribis, and therefore the rabbi said don't do it, even though technically it will work. Now, furthermore, Amar Rava, Rava says, Heilach Mona Amenas Shetachzireu Li. If one person gives money to another person, and he says, take this money, a certain amount of money, on the condition, Amenas Shetachzireu Li, that you'll give it back to me. Now, this is what we would call something al minas lahachzir. So in this situation, is this valid? So Rava says, if this was a sale, the guy wants to buy a car, and he says, okay, here, take this $10,000, and I'll buy a used car from you. But you got to give me back the $10,000. So that's not a valid sale. The car doesn't belong to him. You can't go and purchase something with money that is almanas lahachzir. So that's not called a purchase. That's not a valid purchase, Rava says. Likewise, be'isha, if you're going to be mekadesh a woman and say, here's $100, but you got to give it back to me. So also, ainu mekudesh, that's not a valid act of kiddushin. You didn't give her anything. And likewise, of opinion of Ben, if you give the Kohen the 5 silver coins, the 5 slime, and you say to the Kohen, here's your 5 coins, but you must give it back to me. Now, the Kohen's allowed to give it back to him. That's a different discussion. But you can't make a deal that you have to give it back to me. So if this is opinion of Ben, and I'm giving you the 5 slime, but you got to give them back to me, ain't been pidoy. That son is not considered to be nifta in that situation. That's not a valid opinion of Ben. So for these 3 scenarios, the mecher, or the kiddushin, or the pidyon haben, Rava says it doesn't work. The matana over here, the giving of the money, the mana, doesn't work if he says, amanash tachzireuli. However, in regards to truma, when you give the coin the truma, and you say, on the condition that you give it back to me, bitruma yotzo yedei nesina, however, the asalasus came. You are able to do so, the truma will be considered to have been mufrash. However, you are allowed to get it back. Now, you can't eat that truma, it's still truma, but you'll have to go sell that truma then to the Kohen of your choice. So here, that works in that you were mafrish the truma. However, you shouldn't do such a thing because mideshinira ki Kohen hamesayeim mideshagrodus, because it looks like this Kohen who's participating in this deal with you, so he'll buy that truma from you, maybe at a lower price. So it looks like he's a Kohen who's assisting you to go and separate your crops, do all whatever you need to do with your crops in the storehouse, in the silo, in the Beis HaGranos. So the Kohen shouldn't be doing that. It looks like he's cheapening the truma. Oh, I have to work for the truma. I have to go and do something in order to get the truma. So he's cheapening the giving of the truma. So therefore, while technically this truma is considered mufrash, you shouldn't do such a thing because it looks like you're a Kohen Messiah, the Beis HaGranos. As Rashi points out, and the last of the thin lines, and the first of the wide lines, he says, because you do this, I'll give you additional trumos. It looks like he's, so to say, buying his truma. And this is called Messiah, the Beis HaGranos. That he's doing this to help out the guy in the Beis HaGranos in order to get the truma. And that's not right. You shouldn't do such a thing. So that is what Rav is telling us. And more questions to understand fully what Rava said. My Kesavar Rava, what exactly is Rava saying over here? E Kesavar, if Rava holds Matan Amanas Lahachzir, Shma Matana, if he says that this is a good truma because it's a Matan Amanas Lahachzir, but nevertheless, he did give it over successfully, and now he gets it back, so that is a valid thing. Okay, don't do this because, of, as we said, it looks like he's a Kohen Messiah, Beis HaGranos, but that means that a Matan Amanas Lahachzir is a valid item. It is a valid gift. So if he holds that, Matana Manas Lahachzir is Shema Matana, so then even in the first 3 cases, why in the sale of the Mecher, or in the case of Kedushin, or the case of Pidyon HaBen, did he not also say that it's valid? Afilu Kulu Nami, then all of them should be valid. No, he gave him the money. No, he got it back. But that should be good for a sale. That should be good for Kedushin. That should be good for Pidyon HaBen. If you hold it, Matana Manas Lahachzir is Shema Matana. And no, if you in fact told Vikasava Lo Shema Matana, it's not a Matana. Oh, that's why in the case of the Mecher, the Kedushin, and the Pidyon HaBen, it doesn't work, so it shouldn't work for Truma either. Afilu Truma Nami Lo. So we don't understand Rava. So Gemara says, furthermore, another problem with Rava, Va'od, HaRava, who the Amar, he himself was the one that said, Matana Manas Lahachzir, Shema Matana. He does hold that it's a Matana when you give a Matana Manas Lahachzir, because Rava was the one that said, the Amar Rava, Hey, L'chesrog Zeh, when a man has to have ownership of the Esrog on the first day of Sukkot, so not to be Yossi the Mitzvah, so you're allowed to go and give your esrog. You're really yotzi the mitzvah. You give your esrog to your friend, and you say, "Take this esrog. Can the chesu there? But I'm going to want it for tomorrow. I'm going to want it for the next day. So I'm giving it to you. You own it for right now. But it's a matana shetachzi reili. I'm an ashetachzi reili. You only consider the owner of it now when you return it to me. So if you don't return it to me, then you're not yotzi the chiyuv of shaluchad that it has to be yours." So, Natalo, if the friend took the Esrog, and then the Echziro, then he's Yotzer. So then, he's retroactively said, yes, he did fulfill the mitzvah of Esrog, because since he returned it, so now it technically was his for that period of time that he did the mitzvah. But in Lav, if he never returns it, then lo Yotzer. Then, in fact, he didn't fulfill it tonight. It's not a Matana Amanas Lahachzir, he didn't fulfill that idea, and therefore he never owned it. So therefore, what do you see from there? Rav is the one that says, Matana Amanas Lahachzir is perfectly good. So why in the first 3 cases of Mecher and of Kiddushin, and of Pidyon HaBen, does Rava say that it doesn't work? So, Therefore, El Omer Ravashi says that this is where you have to understand Rava. Bechulu kane levar miisha. In fact, in the case of Mecher, it does work. In the case of Pidyon Abed, it does work. In the case of Truma, it does work. Only in the case of a woman does it not work. The Kiddushin can't be a Matana Manas Lachzer. So his default position is Matana Manas Lachzer is in fact Matana. But by the woman, it doesn't work. By Kiddushin, it doesn't work. Bechulu kane, everybody else, it does work. Levar miisha. Why? Levisha ein isha niknes bechalifin. Because as we pointed out previously, a woman can only be Mekudeshes with something that is significant. We said, Ashava Pruta, according to Basil, according to Bais Shammai, Ashava Dinar is the requirement. And we said that you can't go, even though Kenyan by Stay Ephraim worked by Chalipin, but it won't work over here in regards to marrying a woman because it's not considered significant. So therefore, Benaton Amanan Slahsir is not considered something significant. It's like Chalipin. It's like an exchange. I give it to you, then I take it back. So therefore, that is not considered a valid Kiddushin. But in general, his opinion is Maton Amanan Slahsir is in fact a Maton. Rav Huna Mar, that was his name, who was the son of Rav Nechemiah, said to Rav Ashi, "Hachi amrina mishmei de Rava kavasech." Yeah, we said this over exactly the way you presented it, the way your understanding of Rava was. That's the way we said it over. Okay. Now we have another statement for Rava. Amar Rava. Rava said, "Tain mana leploni." If a woman says to a man, "Go and give a mana to so and so," so the woman says to the prospective husband, "Go give a mana to so and so." And when you give that money to so-and-so, as Rashi says, even though the money never entered into her possession, but she's saying, give the money to Reuven. And Reuven gets the money, and you say, Hare at Mekudeshes, and you tell me that I'm Mekudeshes, when you give that money over to Reuven, so then, even though the money never came into the possession of the wife, of the prospective wife, so in that situation, Mekudeshes, she is considered married. Why? Me din ore, because of the din of ore. As Rashi says, we learn this after the din of Arev, that just like the guarantor of a loan, he is considered mishubad to the person who gave the loan, so too when this husband gives that money to Reuven, she's considered mishubad, so to say, to him, and therefore that is a valid kiddushin. Now the Gemara says, Arev, and if a person is the Arev, the guarantor of a loan, so lav afogad lo mote anol yodei, so the guarantor of the loan, he never got any money. When Yankel goes and gives a loan to Reuven, so the guarantor, Shimon, says, I'm guaranteeing the loan. So he never got anything. He just said he's guaranteeing the loan for whatever the reason. He's good friends with Reuven, and he knows Reuven's down in his luck. And he says, okay, if Reuven can't ever pay you back, then I'll pay you back. So in order to make sure that Reuven gets the loan. So he's mishabed himself. The guarantor is mishabed himself, even though he never got anything. So too, this woman, Hai Itza, this prospective Kala, Nami, also the same thing applies. Even though she never got the $100, she said to the prospective husband, you give the $100 to Reuven, and I'll become your wife with that. And as long as he says, Hare at Mekudeshes li, when I give this money to Reuven, so then that's a valid kedushin because ka mishabda umekanya nafsha, because she, so to say, is mishubit to him now, and therefore that's a valid kinyan, so to say, to become his wife. So that's the statement that Rava made. Rava made another statement. Rava says, Halach mona viskachi liploni, if a man says to his shaliach, go and take a mona and go and give it to this woman to be mekadeshes her to me, and the shaliach takes his own money, he doesn't take the husband's money, mekudeshes midin eved kinani. She is considered still mekudeshes in this situation because it's similar to the din of eved kinani. What's the din by eved kinani? So the Gemara says, Rava tells us, eved kinani lav af ogav delo kol choser velo midi kol koni nafshe. If somebody else pays for an eved kinani to be freed, so there's an eved kinani belongs to Reuven, and Shimon comes along and gives Reuven $1,000, says this eved kinani is freed. Doesn't the eved kinani go free? Now, the eved kinani got nothing. He didn't actually get anything in this situation. Nevertheless, he's considered that he's free. So, too, this person, Hai Gavri Nami, this person who went to the shaliach, go give this girl $100, and then that girl will be married to me. And he says that, in fact, that the girl, you're bringing this $100, you're married to Reuven. He doesn't say married to me. The shaliach says, you're married to Reuven. So then, in that situation, Avogad got the low call chos of Lomidi, even though Reuven, the guy that is trying to be Mekadesh, this woman, never gave the $100, doesn't have to come from Reuven, as long as the girl gets $100, and she accepts that as Kesef Kiddushin, and the Shaliach said, with this money, you're a Mekudeshes to Reuven, so then that works perfectly well. I forgot the local Kosovo media, even though Reuven didn't pay a penny, nevertheless, Kokoni lo lai itza, this woman does in fact become his wife. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's share.